And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. So great that my friends, that's you, are with us today. We can share so many things together. And you know, isn't it wonderful? We live in a country that has at least a few vestiges of freedom left. I tell you, many people have asked me, how are you able to stay on the air with the revelations and exposures that you've come up with, Tex? Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something, friends. I do not attribute it to anything but intervention by God. And you know something else? I give you credit, my dear friends out there, for your prayers. If it were not for the prayers of the saints, I know where I would be. I'd be in some dingy, cold dungeon somewhere. Like Jose Padilla, a United States citizen that has been accused of plotting or thinking a terrorist act and has been in prison without any constitutional rights now for what, 5 or 6 years straight since he was arrested? Well, friends, if we have President Hillary Rodham Clinton beginning on January the 20th, 2009, with her swearing in as President of the United States, I promise you there will be concentration camps by the time she's out of office, if she ever leaves. I want to talk to you about that. You know, I did a program not too long ago, and a lot of controversy came up about it. Got a lot of mail, most of it very favorable, because people know we tell the truth. And the title of it was Hillary Rodham Clinton Says I'm In. She declared for president, and what is it going to mean for you and me? And we had a radio program, 60 minutes on that. We have the audio tape or CD available. You can order from us here. I'll tell you how to get it later on of that particular 60-minute program. And I showed in that program what a nightmare it will be. Well, today I want to talk more about that nightmare. In fact, I want to title our program today, 2008 Nightmare. President Hillary Clinton will inherit George W.'s Orwellian police state. That's what I want to talk about today. The 2008 election is coming up. Now, Hillary Rodham Clinton seems to have a big edge. I realize the elite seem to favor her now. And when the Illuminati elite, the men who run the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, International Freemasonry, the Order of Skull and Bones, and the other black orders and secret societies, whomever they choose will become president of the United States. But sometimes they change their minds. Maybe she will mess up in some way or displease them, but it seems to me at this point she is their chosen daughter. She's the coming big sister of an Orwellian police state that's been set up for us like a snare or a trap. Oh, she has opposition. Senator Barack Hussein Obama is running for president on the Democratic Party ticket. John Kerry and Al Gore probably are not going to run. I think Kerry has already said no, he will not run. Al Gore, well, he probably won't run either. His time came and went. Congressman Dennis Kucinich is going to run again on an anti-Iraq war stance, but he won't get very many votes. Governor Richardson, Bill Richardson, Hispanic candidate, former UN ambassador in the Clinton administration, is going to run for president. He looks to be a good vice presidential candidate, possibly. He'll bring in the Mexican vote. All the millions of illegal aliens who will be voting, while the voting registrars wink and say, and nudge and say, come on. And of course, all of those who are legitimate American citizens, who are Mexican Americans, they always go Democrat too. She'll get their vote. Whoever is Democrat will get their vote. Richardson, who doesn't have a Mexican or a Spanish name, but nevertheless is Hispanic, they say, he says, may turn out to be her vice president, but they don't really need him to bring in the Mexican vote. She's already going to have it anyway. John Edwards, senator who ran for vice president last time on the ticket with Kerry, he's running again. I doubt if he will get it. Chris Dodd of Connecticut, senator, is running. I don't think so. I think Hillary's going to get it. Democratic nomination, I think she will be president. You see, people are so fed up with the Iraq war and the incompetence of the Bush administration, that's why they kicked the Republicans out of office in the Senate and the House, and now they're going to do it in the White House in 2008. And thus, in 2009, January 20th to be exact, I believe Hillary will be inaugurated. Now, that's not a prophecy. And I don't want someone to write me if she doesn't win and say, oh, Tex, you're a false prophet. I'm not prophesying. I'm just predicting. Comes from Tex Mars. But that's what I see, and I think that's what the Illuminati, the Rockefeller, Rothschild, CFR-type people, that's what they want. A lot of factors are moving toward the election of Hillary Rodham Clinton as president. And that's why I call this tape today the 2008 nightmare. First of all, there's sort of the Pelosi-Clinton factor. Nancy Pelosi, the first woman to be Speaker of the House of Representatives, people seem to like her. She brought all her children and grandchildren. She says, I'm just another Catholic mother. Oh, yeah. Multimillionaire, et cetera, et cetera. Just another ordinary housewife or mother, isn't she? And that's what Hillary says. Well, I've got a daughter, Chelsea. I'm just another mother, too. But people like the feminine. And, you know, they say, the polls show, that women universally say they will vote for Hillary Clinton against any other candidate. Just because, for many of them, just because she's a woman. I actually had somebody who told me at a function one and I went to recently, this woman said, I'm a Republican, but I'm going to vote for Hillary. And I said, why would you do something like that? And she said, well, I want to see a woman as president. She said, because I want someday for my daughter to be president. And if a woman like Hillary, you know, clears the way for my daughter, won't it be wonderful? Now, I suspect there are hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of mothers out there, mothers of little girls who say, well, if we can get Hillary in, then someday my daughter will be president. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous. We can only have one person every 4 to 8 years, but there are these mothers out there that, you know, want their daughters to be famous or powerful or whatever. They live a vicarious experience through their daughters. They're nuts, but that's the way they are. And then there are these liberal feminazi women, you know, women power advocates who hate men, just say, I want a woman, I don't care who it is. It can be Hitlery or anybody, I just want them. I want a woman. A lot of lesbians would be saying that. I guess the Ellen DeGenerates, I mean DeGeneres would say that of this world. But as an indication that the Illuminati are favoring Hillary Rodham Clinton, I find there's a movement now to move the larger states up ahead of Iowa and New Hampshire, the two small states. There is a move afoot by the big elite to have the primaries and the caucuses, in other words, voting by the Democrat and Republican parties for the presidential candidate ahead of the traditional primaries and caucuses that are held in New Hampshire and Iowa. The first primary usually, I mean, ever all of my life has been New Hampshire in March. But now the elite are saying they might indeed move the primaries, the political primaries in the states of New York, California, New Jersey, and Florida to February. If so, any opposition to Hillary, especially by a little man or little woman, a little person, will be totally snuffed out. Here's why. She is the senator from the state of New York. Wildly popular in that liberal, pro-homosexual, pro-abortion state. And New Jersey is right next door to New York, and they vote the same way. Liberal Democrat. So if New York, California, New Jersey, and Florida all have their primaries in February, that'll be four of the most populous states in America. And the nominations will be a done deal. Forget about New Hampshire and Iowa and all the other little states. These are big states. Hillary will obviously win in New York. She'll win in New Jersey. In California, all of her Hollywood friends, you know, Michael Jackson and Elizabeth Taylor and George Hamilton and Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and all these others will come out of the woodwork for Hillary. Hey, I don't doubt that even old Arnold Schwarzenegger will pack her. He's claiming to be Republican. But he probably, I like Hillary. I want Hillary to be my Fuhrer. I mean, president. Yeah, count on Arnold. Break a leg, Arnold. Your gal's running. Florida, a nation populated to a great extent by Jews today. Miami, Palm Beach, all those areas down there, Tampa, St. Petersburg. Never seen so many synagogues in my life as I went down to Florida and visited. Look in the phone book, Rosenberg, Goldberg, Goldman, Silversmith. You know, everybody living in Florida now is Jewish. They'll vote for her. Even Rush Limbaugh. He's a crypto closet Jew. Yes, he's a Jew. He moved down there too. The Miami Beach area, bought him a big mansion in an exclusive enclave of Jews. Rush Limbaugh. He pretends to be Christian. But he did mention, one time he gave it away when he mentioned that, quote, my rabbi and I recently visited Israel. My rabbi. You know, I just don't know of any Christians except those Messianic Jews that have pastors that call themselves rabbi. I'm Tex Mars speaking here, and my rabbi and I have never gone anywhere together. In fact, I don't see how we could. I don't have a rabbi. In fact, I think it was Jesus who said, call no man rabbi. But of course, we can't count on Rush Limbaugh to follow Jesus, can we? That would be asking too much. Now, she's going to get the nomination unless something incredible happens. And as I've mentioned before, she's got a staggering campaign chest, money, you know, stuffed in the chest, a staggering amount. She's even helping other political candidates. She's got so much money. It seems like the only people that could put a stop to Hillary are the right-wing Christians. But watch out, Billy Graham is the most famous of all of them, and he's already endorsed her for president. You say, Tex, I've never heard of such a thing. Wait, you need to get off your chair and do some research and investigation. Check into the Long Island, New York crusade. The crusade, the Billy Graham crusade, his final crusade. His final crusade. Where he preached in Long Island, New York, Billy Graham. Check it out, friend, just a couple of years ago. Did you know he invited two special guests to his final crusade? You would think of all the people in the world, his final crusade, he'd probably invite old friends and all that. This is a historic moment. The great Billy Graham, evangelist of the 20th century, having his final crusade in the United States. And guess who his two special guests were? Bill Clinton, former president, and First Lady Hillary Clinton. They were Billy Graham's special guests, and he invited them up on the stage with him. And he said, Billy Graham told the crowd of, I don't know, tens of thousands of people and international audience and the tens of millions of Christians listening to Billy Graham's voice. He said that his friend Bill Clinton is a wonderful Christian man. And then Billy Graham said, Bill Clinton, I believe you should become a Christian evangelist and start conducting crusades for the Christian world. You should become an evangelist. Here's the guy that did you know what to Monica Lewinsky and how many other women in the White House while pretending to be a Christian. And here's Billy Graham recommending that he become an evangelist. And then Billy Graham turned to Hillary Rodham Clinton and said, while your president is out preaching, you deserve to be president of the United States. What better endorsement can you get? You know, I'd just get the tape of that if I was Hillary, and I would buy ads across America, and she probably will. Does James Dobson, does Pat Robertson, does Jerry Falwell oppose her? She'll say, well, Billy Graham said I should be president. And they'll be shamed. They'll probably shut up. They'll be so frightened. Because anything Billy Graham says, it's infallible. He is the Pope of America. But after all, Jerry Falwell's old. Pat Robertson is declining. He's been so discredited. He called for the assassination of President Chavez of Venezuela. What Christian does that? The moral majority that Falwell cobbled together is long gone. James Dobson's ministry has declined, I understand, about 40% in membership and offerings and tithes, gifts. 40%. James Dobson's focus on the family has declined. And he has heart problems. He's turned over day-to-day operations to another person. Rick Warren, of course, is a laughingstock of the elite. You think he's going to buck Hillary? Why, no, he's had people like Osama Obama, the senator, to his church. Pro-abortion, pro-homosexual to his church. Joel Osteen, he'll probably have Hillary up at the pulpit and say, you can receive your best life now by voting for Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't doubt that. Joel Osteen, the most famous pastor in America next to Rick Warren. These people aren't going to join any coalition against Hillary. Besides, Hillary's moving to the religious middle. She's not for abortion. She's just for a woman's right to choose abortion. Don't you like the wording? I'm not pro-abortion. I'm just for a woman having the right to abortion. It's sort of like saying, I'm against murder, but I'm for Charles Manson's right to murder people. But I'm against it, of course, unless he chooses to do it, and then it's okay. Then there's the Jewish factor. She's Jewish. You say, Tex, what are you talking about? She's a Christian. There's a lot of people who say they're Christian who are secretly Jewish. You say, Tex, do you have evidence of that? Of course I do. I wouldn't say it if I didn't. Well, where can I find it? Well, the August 1999 edition of Forward, that's the influential Jewish newspaper. America's number one Jewish publication, Forward, F-O-R-W-A-R-D. It's in libraries everywhere. Get it, August 1999. It says there, that Hillary is Jewish. Her grandmother was named Della Rosenberg, and she spoke Yiddish to Hillary as a little girl. I thought she was a Christian. Yeah, well, you got a lot of other things to think through now, don't you? She learned Yiddish, the dialect of, you know, the European and American Jews. Now, she's Jewish. She's got the Zionist factor. And they've got money and they're going to back her to the hilt. Los Angeles Times, owned by Jews. Chicago Tribune, owned by Jews. New York Times, owned by Jews. ABC, NBC, CBS, owned and run and managed for by Jews. Fox, Rupert Murdoch, crypto Jew. In fact, Rupert Murdoch says, has already said, now he's the guy that has Fox Network News, and people say that's a Republican, that's a conservative network. He recently held a big party and extravaganza to promote Hillary's candidacy. Rupert Murdoch. Why? Because he's a Zionist. He's a Jew. And he's going to promote her because she's going to give the Jews everything they want. Some say, well, was she for the Iraq war? The Jews wanted that. They wanted their opponent, Saddam Hussein, killed. They wanted to take over Iraq and all its oil. Was Hillary for that? Well, yes, she voted for the Iraq war, and she's not going to vote to end it anytime soon. Oh, she'll talk about how George Bush has mismanaged the war, how George Bush's incompetence has caused us problems, how George Bush lied to us to get into the war. But she voted for it. Of course, she's a Zionist. Her husband says if Israel was ever invaded, this is what Bill Clinton told a group of Jews in Great Britain in a speech. He said, if Israel is ever invaded, I will personally go to Israel and I will join the armed forces of Israel and wear their uniform proudly, and I will fight with my own gun. I will be a warrior for the Jews. Isn't that wonderful? He was a draft dodger for the Americans. A draft dodger. He refused to serve in our armed forces, but now he's promising the Jews, if you're ever invaded, I'll go over there, man. I'll be in the clinches with you. I'll be in uniform. I'll serve in the Israeli Defense Forces. Oh, I'm such a heroic pro-Jew. I'm sure that impressed a lot of Jews. They clapped big. They applauded. And they'll vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Have a picture here. From American Freedom Press, January 22, 2007, page 10 of Hillary at the podium, and she's speaking to this huge group of people of the AIPAC Political Action Committee. That's American Israel Political Action Committee. She also goes to the Jewish ADL annual convention and speaks. Wherever the Zionist organizations meet, she's there to kiss up to them. Where the American Constitutional Patriots meet, she would like to send a SWAT team in to kill all of them. You see, now, Tex, now you've gone too far again. Well, they were not exactly patriots, but they were people, for the most part, doing their own thing at Waco, the Branch Davidians, and it was Hillary Rodham Clinton, and I show this in my Power of Prophecy newsletter, October 1999 edition. I believe that article is still on my website, called The Bizarre Deaths of the Waco Branch Davidians. Did you know that the Jewish lobbyists called on their inside mega spy in the White House, Hillary Rodham Clinton? And she called up Janet Reno, and she said, torch the MFers. Do it today. And Janet Reno gave the order, and they put the torch, and they burned men, women, and children to death. Deliberately. And it was Hillary Rodham Clinton that did it. She was the one that gave the orders. Her diabolical, wicked scheme. They murdered the Branch Davidians in Waco at the order of this brutal feminazi, Hillary Rodham Clinton. No wonder Isaiah prophesied in chapter 3, verse 12. It says, as for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. Big Sister, George Orwell, an Orwellian police state. Now here's the fear. Here's the problem. This woman, who by the way is a member of the Bilderbergers, as was her husband Bill Clinton. This evil woman, this Jezebel, this woman who recently the New York Times said is number one on the most admired women list in America. The most admired women list in America. Hillary Rodham Clinton, number one. And Laura Bush, number two. The present first lady's only number two. By the way, they ran an opinion poll. They asked Americans to name the president, current or historical, who they believe was the best president that America ever had. And they compiled a list of the top five. Now remember, they went out and asked Americans, can you believe a dumbed down citizenry that we have today? Who do you think ranked number two on the list? From George Washington to George W., who are the five best presidents? I'm going to leave you in suspense except for number two. Number two was William Jefferson Clinton, the second best president America's ever had. You know, the Bible is right. Women are going to rule over us. And in the book of Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And God says, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Wow. It goes on to say, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. And I believe God is turning our children over to war, to death, to blood. In Psalm 120 verse 7 it says, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. They are for war. Hillary voted for the Iraq war. Her husband carried on war in Europe against Bosnia, Yugoslavia, Herzegovina. Bombing attacks. We bomb civilian buildings. We bomb newspapers. We bomb passenger trains. We killed thousands of innocent men, women, and children in Bosnia, Yugoslavia. Now we did it against Iraqi innocent people. For the most part. And Hillary helped. Now, let me tell you some of the things Hillary's going to do if she's president. She's already shown it. But the biggest thing I want to show you on the other side when we come back in a minute, I want to explain to you exactly how George W. Bush has set up conditions for a Gestapo police state complete with concentration camps. He has set forth a police state. He has brought it into being, and now Hillary Clinton is going to have this police state as her great empire. Wow. George W., thank you for making it possible for Hillary Clinton to become the true big sister of the new age. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tex Mars, and this is Power of Prophecy. Hello again, friends. This is Tex Mars. Have you noticed how much witchcraft is being promoted today? There's TV series like Charmed and other ones, Sabrina, the Good Witch, and of course we have the famous TV series called Bewitched. We have the Harry Potter movies and books for kids. Witchcraft and wizardry seem to be in great, great popularity today. But will a real witch be elected president? And I'm referring, of course, to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, some people may say, Tex, you're so severe. A witch? Oh, now, come on. She seems nice enough. She smiles a lot. How could a witch be elected senator? How could a witch become first lady? Sometime back, I did a 60-minute expose of Hillary Clinton, the witch, and her husband. I consider him nothing more than the male equivalent, a warlock of a witch. Nowadays, they don't much use the term warlock. They call males and females just simply witches. I believe these two are witches. Now, I don't just call them just to call them names. I really mean it. I mean they are witches. And I did a 60-minute audio tape, also available on compact disc or CD, called Illuminata. Illuminata. That's Illuminata. And you know what? For $8, and please add $4 for shipping and handling, a total of $12, I'll send you that CD, that audio tape, entitled Illuminata, the Occult Witchcraft of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Did you know, and I have the evidence in this audio tape CD expose Illuminata, did you know that Hillary Clinton went with her witchy friends to the top of the White House on the roof and they held a seance, to speak with the dead, to communicate with the dead, to communicate and to pray, I believe, to the prince of the power of the air, Satan. They held it at the highest place they could at the White House, on the roof. Friends, this wasn't another version of Fiddler on the Roof, I assure you. But that's not all. Did you know that by her own admission, Hillary Clinton speaks with the dead? She says she has communicated with the spirit of the dead former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Did you know that when she decorated the Christmas tree in front of the White House that they put up every year, the huge Christmas tree that's erected each year, they usually have the First Lady, they put her on one of these crane, machine-like cranes, and she's lifted up, and she places the star on the top of the Christmas tree. Laura Bush has been doing that as First Lady. But Hillary did it, but she refused to place a star. Instead, she placed a symbol of the sun god. And on her Christmas tree, in the White House residence, inside it, she decorated it with ornaments that beggar the imagination. According to an FBI agent who worked in the White House in the security department, she actually had sex objects, male organs and so forth, little bitty creations of sex objects, including men and women copulating, having intercourse, and place those along with many witchcraft symbols and occult symbols made into supposed Christmas tree ornaments. She placed them on the White House Christmas tree. She's a witch. Did you know that she and Bill held a party for friends at the White House and Hillary came dressed as a witch, complete with a witch's hat? And she laughed and told them, "Well, the press calls me the Wicked Witch of the East," said Hillary, "and so here I am, the Wicked Witch of the East." Very, very interesting, isn't it? Illuminata, a 60-minute expose of the witchcraft of Bill and Hillary Clinton. You'll find the names of the women who were with her on that rooftop of the White House. You'll find who has been her mentor and teacher in the New Age occult movement. And I'll give you all of the references and so forth in this tape. Yes, we have a witch who will probably become president of the United States. Now, here's how to get your copy, CD or audio tape, of Illuminata. Now, that's not Illuminati, which ends with an I. This ends with the letter A, the feminine version, Illuminata. For a total of $12 postpaid, that'll take care of all the shipping and handling. Just call us toll-free here at Power Prophecy. Our phone number is 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Or you can write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now, you can order Illuminata from our websites, either conspiracyworld.com or powerofprophecy.com. And by the way, there are many other books, tapes, videos, CDs. You'll find special reports there on our website offered, and many free articles. You know, one article, dozens of free articles you can read for not a penny. It's free. You can even sign up for our monthly newsletter on the internet and get it absolutely free. Our address again, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Our toll-free phone number to order using your charge card, $12 for Illuminata, 1-800-234-9673. And now let's return to Hillary Rodham Clinton. We're looking at Hillary Rodham Clinton. Our subject today is 2008 nightmare. President Hillary Clinton will inherit George W.'s Orwellian police state. Somebody asked me not too long ago, who will be evil enough to be the guards at the concentration camps? That Halliburton, the corporation, its Kellogg Root division, is now building. And they're paying over $300 million. And that's just one project of these camps that are being built by the George W. Bush White House. Who would be so evil as to be the concentration camp guards and commandants? Oh, friend, with a great number of the population taking crystal meth, you know, methamphetamine, cocaine, ecstasy, and all the other drugs, their minds are so addled today. They're evil. That's why we have terrible things going on. People killing, children killing their parents, parents killing their children. Just the most monstrous things going on. Pedophile activity in churches and throughout America. There's plenty of people that will do these dirty, onerous, murderous jobs. But listen to me. Don't you know we have over 30 million illegal aliens? They don't have any love for the American citizens. They came over here for the money. Many of them will no doubt end up happy to receive a job in uniform as a concentration camp guard. They're the ones that will end up torturing you. And when you're screaming out for mercy, they won't even understand your English. Most of them don't now. Try to call Social Security or General Electric or many other, you know, AT&T, and you're going to get somebody that can barely speak English to talk with you. That's who's going to be pulling the switch when they're torturing you with a cattle prod, electronic type. But guess what? Did you know that Hillary Rodham Clinton is one of the senators who recently voted to give illegal Mexican aliens full Social Security benefits? And it's retroactive. A Mexican can just go to the Social Security office and say, Señor, I have been here 8 years working in your country. I want to receive Social Security. And he'll get it. Hillary Clinton voted for that. By the way, other presidential candidates, Joe Biden of Delaware, Chris Dodd of Connecticut, voted to give illegal aliens your Social Security benefits. They say it's bankrupt practically. Young folks, listen to me. They say if you're under 40 years of age, you may never get Social Security. But believe me, if your name is Jose and you come from Mexico, you'll get every penny. And who voted to give your money to bankrupt Social Security? Hillary Clinton, Senator John McCain of Arizona, Senator Charles Schumer of New York, Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia. America, says Robert Perry, in an editorial in the Baltimore Chronicle, is sliding to totalitarianism. He says it's like an invasion of the body snatchers. Look around. The country might look the same. People are driving their SUVs and their cars to the mall. They're eating at fast food restaurants. They're driving down the roads. But wait, you only think they're real people. Everything has changed. It's the invasion of the body snatchers. Everything has changed. Their hearts have changed. Their minds have changed. They are beast. And they're going to be led by a human beast named Hillary Rodham Clinton beginning on January the 20th, 2009. Now, George Bush is setting up the conditions under which she will rule as dictator. Listen to what Robert Perry says. He says, George W. Bush now has the authority, he says, to send American young men and women to war wherever he chooses. Our American military forces are now in 120 nations. George Bush has the power to spy on anyone he wants without a warrant from a judge. He can imprison any citizen he wants, and they cannot even contact a lawyer, nor can their family, if George Bush, as president, so chooses. They cannot even file a motion with a court to let him out of prison, out of a concentration camp. That's the new Military Commissions Act. And George Bush can now use the U.S. Army, the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Marines to go door to door arresting potential terrorists. Why, he can't do that, people say. We have the Posse Comitatus Act of, what is it, 1961 or whatever. It says that you cannot use the United States military within the borders of the United States against its own people. But listen to me. This very year, our Congress, when it was controlled by the Republicans, no less, passed a law called the Military Commissions Act, which killed the Posse Comitatus Act. Overruled it. George Bush can arrest you and order you to be interrogated and tortured, and nobody can do one thing about it. And in fact, they have picked up people in Germany and in Italy, in France, in Britain, from all over the world, including the United States, and they have put them on aircraft and shipped them to foreign prisons run by the American spy, CIA, agency and torture them there, and no one can do anything to stop it. And George Bush says he will ignore any law he doesn't like. He will reinterpret through signing acts any law he doesn't like. If Congress sends him a bill, George Bush, in a signing ritual, simply writes, he signs it. Does that make it law? No, because at the bottom he gives instructions as to how it will be carried out. And he says, paragraph 12E is dead. I don't like it. Paragraph 36C will not be obeyed. I'm president. I'm the decider. Congress is a rubber stamp to this man, and they're frightened in their boots that he'll send the IRS or the Gestapo, FBI out after him. He's a dictator. He has set up a police state, and now he's able to use the U.S. Army. And you've got to get my video. Sandra, maybe you, by the end of the program, you'll give me the name of that one we've got about the U.S. Army being used right here in the United States. What is it? Night Stalkers. Night Stalkers. We have a video about this. Call and ask about Night Stalkers. We told you it was going to come. And this is not your World War II, Korean, Vietnam era army. It's not the Air Force. As when I was an officer for 20 years, I served in the Air Force. It's not the same Air Force. Bill Clinton savaged our military service, brought it down into the depths, to the pit of hell almost. And George W. Bush he's made it hellish. And he's killed thousands of our troops. His father killed several hundred thousand that came back from the first Persian Gulf War, died of depleted uranium poisoning and so forth. And now they're killing more. And they're teaching these people through video games and other means, these young warriors, to be murderers and killers and insane torturers. Seymour Hersh, who had an award-winning book many years ago about the atomic bomb blast and its effects on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Seymour Hersh, who exposed the My Lai massacre during the Vietnam War era. Investigative reporter Seymour Hersh told an audience recently that George Bush has become King George II of America. Hersh, a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, says Bush has given us an American army that is violent and murderous. And America has never seen an American army as violent and murderous as the one we have in Iraq. And you know, they're taking poor boys and girls. The poor people serve in the military. Not the rich, not the children of the rich. The poor are serving in military service, in uniform. They're the ones dying. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich, his son's not going to die over there. Nancy Pelosi's children are not going to go serve and die in Iraq. The two daughters, Barbara and Jenna, of George W. Bush, they're not going to go serve over there. They're draft age. If we had a draft, they'll never serve. They're just drunkard maniacs who'll never serve in uniform. Chelsea Clinton will never serve. Let's look at this police state that has been built up by George W. Bush. I want to emphasize again, George W. Bush has spent 8 years building a police state, calling it a war on terrorism. And now this police state is almost finished. The concentration camps are getting their final touches. The laws are all in place for another Stalin-Lenin to take possession of the White House. And she is coming. Listen to some of these things. You may not know these things have taken place slowly, but they're here. Over 8 years, these velvet chains have been wrapped around us, and most people don't even know it. They're just watching their Super Bowl and paying attention to hockey games and all these celebrity events, and they don't even know it. New York Daily News, January 4, 2007. New postal law lets White House and its agents peek through your mail. New, sweeping new powers, it says, to open Americans' mail without a court warrant. They can open your mail. Keith Olbermann of MSNBC commentated, he said that the Military Commissions Act is the beginning of the end of America. The beginning of the end of America. Law professor Jonathan Turley, one of America's greatest constitutional experts from George Washington University. Jonathan Turley. He was recently interviewed on MSNBC. He says that what we're seeing is an incredible ending of our Constitution. All these changes taking place without any true authority, except that which George W. Bush has just grabbed hold of. Helen Thomas, writing for Hearst Newspapers, and I'm looking at the Salt Lake Tribune edition, said that when the Military Commissions Act of 2006 passed, she says this was a sad day for America. A sad day. She says President Bush got all he wanted from a submissive, spineless Congress. What do we have? The right to torture. The right to torture. No more habeas corpus petitions. You'll be thrown into a cell and nobody can get you out. No more Geneva Conventions. The White House, according to this law, was given the authority to decide what will be a violation of Geneva Conventions. Friend, the Geneva Conventions, I used to teach them to young upcoming military officers. I said, here is what the Geneva Conventions say you can do when you take people away and put them in these prisoner camps. They have certain protections. Here they are. George W. and his people said, we don't know what they are. We want to define them for ourselves. They already speak on what they are. But now he will make the rules, the great decider. And I want to tell you something. If you think George W. Bush is the decider, the decision maker, excuse my Texas English, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till Hillary Rodham Clinton is president. She knows how to decide. She knows how to kill. J. Bruce Campbell, writing on Rents.com, had an article, Force and Fraud. He says the Bush dictatorship just got its green light for army law. The Military Commissions Act sets up military tribunals, listen to this, to kill the enemies of Zion. Wow. Roadblocks are coming. Have you flown lately? Maybe you won't be able to. You'll be on a no-fly list. You won't be able to leave the country. They'll be checking you in roadblocks, looking for your ID, because they passed a National ID Card Act. Every state is going to give you a chip, a card. They're watching you. Militarized police be setting up checkpoints. Already they have cameras now being set up. Highways and roads and street corners across America are setting up video cams watching you. Oh, you say, but they're only looking for terrorists. Maybe you're a terrorist. How do you define terrorism? George Bush, the president, will define it the way he wants to do it. You know, they know what's going on over in Russia. Sorka File, that's S-O-R-C-H-A-F-A-A-L. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. She puts out a newsletter, very interesting. I've seen several editions of it. She's a very interesting commentator that seems to be able to see the future a little bit. She's got some intelligent sources, no doubt, in the old KGB of the, now they've changed the name of it, of course, given it a nice new name, in Russia. But back in October, she put out a special report. It was entitled, U.S. Army Ready for Total Military Takeover of America. It's called Homeland Defense. She says what it is a police state, just like we used to have here in Russia. But it's not just for the United States, because something called U.S. Army North, USAR North, has been set up, a command, the North American Union. George W. Bush is setting it up. And now the police and military forces of Mexico, Canada, and the United States are going to be combined. Mexican generals may run the concentration camps of America. They'll take you away. You go to concentration camp, and some Mexican colonel or general comes out, walking out in his spit with his spit shine shoes, spit shined by servant enlisted GIs, and he'll spit in your face, curse you in Spanish, and beat you all over your body, and he'll say, "Take away the gringo." You say that can't happen. Friends, get with it. There is a U.S. Army North command that has been set up. The total military takeover of the United States. They recently met up in Canada. Military authorities of the United States, top generals, met with Mexican defense generals and Canadian generals, and they all plotted out how they're going to work the North American command. You've been sold down the river, friends. Why didn't you hear about this? Well, let me read to you from my good friend Alex Jones. His in-house writer, Paul Joseph Watson, wrote on PrisonPlanet.com this article. It says, Pentagon will catapult the propaganda via the U.S. media. They actually use that term. We need to catapult the propaganda. No wonder we haven't heard about these things. By the way, Newt Gingrich was on Fox News recently. He's one of the paid agents of the Zionist conspirators, former House Speaker, big friend of George W. and Hillary. And guess what Newt says? We are going to have to start licensing websites. Friend, you got a website? We have powerofprophecy.com. There are thousands of websites now telling the truth. They hate that. They already own ABC, NBC TV, CBS, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, New York Times. All of these outlets they own, the elite, the Illuminati, the CFR. They don't own all the internet. And now they say from now on, just like the FCC makes you get a license to start up a radio station, they're going to start making you get a license before you can start a website. And they'll watch you. You gotta have approved material on your website. It's already happening in Europe. Here's a news item from Europe. It says Europe moves to kill the internet. It's already happening in China. And now Newt Gingrich says, we gotta do it in America. The White House says we've got to stop conspiracy theories. And Hillary Clinton is going to be in charge of this police state. January the 20th, 2009. But she'll be elected in 2008. I call it Nightmare 2008. This is Tex Mars. I'm so glad you were with us today as we exposed and warned about some of the things that are upcoming right here in America, in your backyard, in your neighborhood. I pray you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.